here today to honor God and the memory of Judy Marie Brunson, age 58, passed away this past Wednesday. Resident of Carrollton, Judy survived by her husband, Dr. Harold Brunson, two sons, Trey of Durango, Colorado, Dr. Matt Brunson of Dallas, sisters Jeanette Wolf, Delma Owen, had brothers Marlon, Richard, and Tom. She was a retired teacher and administrator. Ms. Brunson held the Master of Reading, summa cum laude. Her doctoral studies had been abbreviated by her sickness. She was a member of Alpha, Delta, Gamma, an international honorary organization of women educators dedicated to educational excellence, altruism, and world understanding. She was also a charter member and the original pianist at First Baptist Church of Parker, Texas. God used her testimony greatly in these last several months. Her testimony can be found Living Joyfully with Cancer that can be viewed at the website of First Baptist Church in Parker. She was a virtuous woman, a loving wife, nurturing mother, gracious lady, faithful friend, a master teacher, and an exemplary pastor's wife. Judy's family, church, and friends loved her deeply and passionately. She epitomized not the description of a noble woman as she who doth imperatize my soul. The main funeral service was held this morning at 10 o'clock, First Baptist Church in Parker. Dr. Brunson had written the sermon, and it was delivered by Brother Cook. The text was Psalm 45, the King's Daughter. The family wishes to express their heartfelt gratitude for all those that are here and all those that have extended their kindness to Dr. Brunson through all the many memorial tokens. And he wishes particularly to thank the church members there at First Baptist in Parker for all their care and consideration for his family, and particularly the ladies that went to great means and efforts this morning to provide such gracious accommodations for all who came to the church. But we would want to stop right now, and while the family has thanked us for what we've done, we ought to take a moment to, in our hearts, thank Dr. Brunson and his family for sharing Judy with us through the years, and the impact and the graciousness that she has shown and blessed our lives with. And I would say, in particular for me, thanks for the honor of speaking on behalf of Dr. Brunson today. After her father's death, when Judy was 3 years old, her mother, Molly, remained unmarried and with meager means reared Judy and her siblings in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And in that spirit, the Judy Brunson Memorial Scholarship has been established at the Trinity Christian Academy in Addison to assist Christian mothers, single mothers, that would not ordinarily have the means to send their children to a private Christian school. And the family has asked that in lieu of flowers, that memorial gifts would be sent to the Judy Brunson Memorial Scholarship Fund at the Trinity Christian Academy in Addison. The writer of the Song of Solomon said that, lo, the winter's past, and the rain is over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth, the time of the singing of birds is come, and the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land. Arise, my fair one, and come away. The book of the Song of Solomon contains various kinds of allusions, not the least of which is the allusion of when Christ comes for his people, his love for his bride, and then also the love of the bride who are the bridegroom, Christ. As was with all of us, Judy was born with the Adamic nature. Paul said that sin entered into the world by one man, so death has passed upon all men. In Adam, all die. There was a time years ago at Little Flock Baptist Church in Longview, Reverend C.D. Walker was there preaching in the revival services, and Judy heard the voice of the bridegroom say, "Arise and come away." And she left behind the kingdom of darkness for the kingdom of light. Several years passed, and again she heard the voice of a bridegroom, but this time another bridegroom. She heard Dr. Brunson call her away in holy matrimony. Called her away from her earthly family, and while she was called away, she did not abandon her earthly family, but was engrafted into another family. 34 years, she was a faithful wife and a nurturer of Dr. Brunson's career and his ministry, faithful mother to her two sons, and also her motherly nurture extended to countless dozens of children that she helped to teach in her role as educator. And perhaps the most touching thing that I've seen in her nurturing nature was in the latter years, when she was in frail health herself, to see her take into her home Dr. Brunson's parents. Even as she was frail, she could see that they were even more fragile. And she cared for them as they were her own parents. And lo, the winter's past. The rain is over and gone. 9 years of a suffering winter has passed. The rain of numerous surgeries, the continuing rain of countless medical treatments is over. The flowers appear upon the earth. The voice of the turtle dove is heard in the land. And again, she heard again the eternal bridegroom say once again this past Wednesday, "Arise, my fair one, and come away. Come away from that long winter. Come away to the land of endless day. Come away to the Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men and women made perfect. And most of all, come away to Jesus, the mediator of the eternal covenant." Let's bow together. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. And in a time, Father, when it's a day when we're confronted with the end of life, and we have the memories of the difficult moments of physical suffering, And when Dr. Brunson and the sons and the other relatives are confronted with these moments of extreme grief, Father, help us all not to forget all your benefits. You've forgiven us of all our iniquities. You have forgiven Judy in eternity past of all our sin in the atoning blood of Christ. You heal all our diseases, some not in time, but all in eternity. And we're thankful today that Sister Brunson has been healed in eternity. You redeem our lives from destruction, and you crown us with loving kindness and tender mercies. We're grateful today for your tender mercies, for the comforting of the Holy Spirit, and we pray that as we leave this place, that indeed you would crown Dr. Brunson and the sons and the other near relatives with your loving kindness and your tender mercy. You satisfy us with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. Father, our earnest prayer today is that when in the moments, in the lonely times to come, that empty place that's in our lives, but particularly in the lives of Dr. Brunson and the sons, that you would fill their lives with good things. That you would fill their hearts and minds with good memories and pleasant memories and the spiritual blessings that come from knowing you. And in the moments and the days that come, that there's that absence and that felt hole, we would say, in our lives, we pray that you would fill it with the love and the presence of Christ. That you would renew their strength as the eagles. We ask that in Jesus' name. Amen.